Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing today? Welcome you guys to Revolutionary Gospel News. I'll be talking about the season of itching ears. It's been a very interesting thing in what's going on now in our nation, in the world. And what you got here in my little opening is going to be 2 Timothy 4:3. It talks about, for time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, healthy teaching, but after their own lusts, their own desires, shall they heap together to themselves teachers, not anointed or approved by God, having itching ears. Okay? And so you have this going on today. And they say, they shall turn away their ears from truth, abandoning truth, and shall turn unto fables, fake teachings, health, wealth, prosperity, you name it, you claim it, when the judgment of God is clearly upon the world. And so we're seeing that now today. The judgment of God is upon our world, and the people are not paying attention. They've been told about prosperity and all these things that is not happening. You see over today, over in the South China Sea, you see America and China, you know, they're getting, they're trying to say, if America come on down there bothering with their madness, they're going to give America a stiff response. They're going to show America, we're no longer playing with you. But where does that put us at today, people? That put us right dead smack in the scripture, chapter 24, Matthew 24. And 24, when it talks about, he said, take heed, when they asked him about when would your return be, okay? And he said, okay, this is chapter 24, verse 23. And he set up on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him, saying, tell us, what shall your things be? And what shall be the signs of thy coming in the end of this world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, he says, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, and shall saying, I am Christ, saying, anointed, and shall deceive many. And saying, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for that, you know, all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes. He says, all these are the beginning of sorrow. So you look over there in the South China Sea. You know, you see Russia telling NATO, they getting ready for them too. And so everybody's playing this very, very dangerous game. But what it is the beginning of sorrow. It's the beginning of the end of our world as we know it. Great trouble is coming, but at the same time, the people have itching ears. They want to hear about good things, smooth things. They don't want to hear the truth, that God's judgment is up on our world. That's where we're at today. You know, and I was looking at that, and a lot of stuff you kind of get your feeling hurt because you look at some people and you're there and, you know, your kids at this particular time, you're trying to get them straight because you see they're confused. You see them moving around. You know, you let your spouse out if you're not careful because your man is the head of the woman, whether, you know, a lot of people don't like that. But if you're not careful, like Eve in the garden, Adam, they're out wandering in Satan Carter. We're going through a lot of that right now, people. There's a lot of turmoil in our nation. There's a lot of turmoil in our families. And we're seeing it firsthand. We're seeing the end come. We're seeing all the signs of the end. You know, and you see when these nations begin to rise up like that, you tell you don't be worried, but yet hardship is coming. And people telling people things are going to be good and God going to bless you. And God is not saying that. God is saying judgment, people. Judgment. America is at its end. You know, that's one thing I'm looking at too. You know, it's really coming to a close. And it's a time of trouble, such as never since there was a man, as the Bible say. Some men are looking at it, and they're looking at what's coming up on the world, and that is going to be, talks about they looked and they seen what was coming, and their hearts begin to faint. And you can look at that now, and you can see the signs in the heavens and all of that. And you're really seeing that. It says, and there shall be, and this is Luke 21, and it says, and there shall be signs in the heaven, in the sun, I mean, in the moon. And we've already went through our Tetris and all of that, where we had a solar eclipse also, a partial solar eclipse. And now we're sitting in the stars and up on the earth. Distress of nations with perplexities, the seas and waves roaring, and man's heart failing them for fear of those things, looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And I can be honest, the other night I was sitting down and I have been careless about a lot of things. And I realized I'm looking at people being lost around me. I'm looking at them being caught up in these strong delusions, not knowing that wealth and prosperity gospel is no more than a delusion. People are supposed to be telling you to get ready. But then I look at the teachings and it says they shall heap. That's the stuff they want to hear. They want to hear smooth things. They want to hear that things are going to be okay, but the reality is not that. The reality says this is the beginning of sorrow, and that shocked me last night. Because I was up there, and I've been careless, and I have not been paying attention. And I sat down, and I read the news and the defensive posture that everybody's taking. I realized, people, we are in trouble. People, wake up. The Lord is getting close to coming. This is not a joke no more. You know, we've been walking around there. Oh, the Lord's going to come. They've been saying that, but all the real signs are adding up. And they, like they said, put fear in my heart to see that Russia with NATO. And then, and it's so funny because our American news don't seem to be carrying all this stuff. And then China saying, telling America, you come over there with that mess, we're gonna give you a heavy response. We're going to show you we're no longer playing with you guys. And so we're looking at this stuff happen. And it talks about in 26 of 21 of Luke, and it says, man's heart failing them for the thing, the looking at the things that are coming up on the earth. Okay? For the power of heaven shall be shaken. And it says, then shall you see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great wonder. And it said, when these things begin to come to pass, he says, then look for lift up your head, for your redemption draw it nigh. But in the process of this, people are being lost. Nobody's out there telling the people. Nobody's warning anybody. You know, we know the New World Order is in commission. You got the Pope that's establishing, you know, the New World Order. You know, he's going out and he's bringing all the religions together, all the politicians together. So then you have one player in the Middle East, Jalali Talabani, the Antichrist. I'm not scared to say this. We didn't got so darn close to it. And he's in the Middle East. And what is he doing? He's going to unite the Arab people. The Arab people are fighting the world. ISIS is fighting the world. And everybody else, an American entity, even if it was an American entity, it's an Arab world against the whole world. That's the last world ruler. So when they get the one person who can unite the Arab world, you get the Pope, and he is going to be able to unite the regular world, and together they're going to create a one world order. And so everybody's getting ready, and it says it's the beginning of sorrow. It is the very beginning of it. You know, you're looking at what they're doing out there. They're really playing a dangerous game. These guys have nuclear bombs, people. And then they talk about, the Bible talks about when this country comes to an end. And so we're looking at souls. What are you guys doing out there? Any true people out there anymore? Anybody saying, look, bro, you better get yourself together, because our world is coming to an end as we know it. You know, nobody seems to understand the kingdom principles. These are kings and nations that are actually going to be removed in a minute, because that's what Christ's first message was, the kingdom of God. Then he talked about John 3:3, said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't understand it. It said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So then you have to figure out how do I apply it to my life? And it's Acts 2:38. What is that? It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, water and spirit. Also, it is the applying, it says in Acts 4:12, it says, neither is there There is no other name given under heaven whereby a man must be saved. Must be. So that name has to be applied to your life. What is that name? What does it really consist of when you go fully submerged in the water baptism of Jesus' name? It is the applying of the blessed washes, Revelations 1 and 5. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. Okay, that's what's going on. And so people are out there, they're not understanding what they're feeling. They don't understand that those who are not obeying the scriptures, those that are actually rejecting, if you have an itching ear, what I'm saying is too much for you. You've probably been turned it off already. Talks about that. Talks about the children of disobedience. You know, those who are not submitting themselves to the scripture, having itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth. They want smooth sayings. Okay? And so, in Ephesians 2, it says, in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. He says, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, according to Satan's will, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's what you're seeing. These people that are rejecting the scripture are coming under the influence of the Antichrist, under the influence of Satan. And Antichrist is coming. So they sitting there, they don't understand what's happening to them. They don't understand the principles of strong delusion. You know, that delusion hit them and they think they just fallen into normal trance and have nothing to do with a normal trance. It has to do with a strong delusion. And I'm going to 2 Thessalonians to show you what I'm talking about. Because it talks about perilous times, and I'll come back to that. And so, 2 Thessalonians talks about this ending. I'm not going to read all the way, because the first, I'll start at 3, says, chapter 2, verse 3, says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away, first people having itching ears, abandoning truth, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitting in the temple mount, Akis, over there in Jerusalem, showing himself that he is God. In other words, changing the laws and order of things. Remember you now that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withhold it, what's stopping him. That falling away, which we are going way past, because you look at all these places that claim to be truth are no longer preaching truth. The fowl in the air has lodged in the branches, people. And those people who, what they seem to have, they're being, it's been taken from them. And so that he might reveal himself in his time. He said that the mystery of iniquity do already work is already in action back then. And only he now lit it, will permit it until he be taken out of the way. And so then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. He's talking about that Antichrist and that false prophet, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The insert says, whose coming is after the working of Satan. They were after the influence of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, that false prophet. And it said, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth, the day of the itching ear, that they might be saved. It says, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should be damned. I mean, there's strong delusion that they should believe a lie, turning their ears away from truth to fable. They should believe a lie. They should believe something that is not, and there's no scriptural proof to it. And beyond it, what a strong delusion is, when you look at all the proof, okay, all the evidence show you something is in, and you still stick with the lie. That means you're under a strong delusion. You're in a trance. You're in a spell. Okay? And so now you're just being carried on by them spirits. They're carrying you off into death. Say that they might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. See, they like to hear that smooth stuff. that's where they're at. They want to hear that. They don't want to hear the judgment of God is up on the world. We turn the ears to fables, turning away from truth to nonsense. And all the evidence is right there before you. There will be no blessings. There's only going to be curses now. There's a judgment of God. We're seeing nations rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom. You know, that's what's happening. You know, and they are running off after this, these fables. That's which is not true. But they said, why? Because the unrighteousness that was in them, that they did not receive the love of the truth. They didn't receive it, like they didn't accept it. They really don't believe it. That's what it's really telling you. Because if you really believe the Bible, when God says something, you automatically know, stick to it. If you don't believe the Bible, then you go ahead and do what you want to do. You know, then he dropped that strong delusion on you, and you find yourself somewhere you don't want to be. You know, and I'm looking at that. I'm experiencing these things in my life and fighting for the people around me, trying to keep them alive. But at the same time, I can't do nothing. They don't want to be done for themselves. And this is 2 Corinthians 4. So therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, and we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, taking advantage of people, speaking good of them, and having a person in mind is, you know, telling people what they want to hear. But the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. Why? In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. They don't really believe the word of God. They don't understand that, though. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So there, so shine unto, in other words, should be revealed unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. And says, for God has commanded the light, the knowledge of him, the knowledge of the king, as well as the kingdom, to shine out of darkness. It says, and has shown in our hearts and our minds, and the light, the knowledge, you know, the knowledge of the glory of the gospel, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So here we are. We're down in the time, and, you know, we can make excuses and try to figure out how people get into stuff, but the reality is they don't believe the Bible. They heap themselves on their own teachers what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the realities of what is coming. This is the season of the itching ear. You know, this, they don't want to hear judgment. They don't want to hear, look, you guys, got to see the ship, America's messing around in South China Sea, and China's going to give a response. You know, we're talking about a war. We got Russia saying, hey, look, they guys playing around in the Baltic Sea, NATO. We got some new radars we're going to put up, and we'll be able to take y'all out, too. You know, judgment is up on the human family. Then you got the Arabs out there fighting the world, ISIS. The spirit of the Antichrist. So the spirit that are now working in the children of disobedience. Why are they children of disobedience? Because they have rejected the scriptures. Therefore, he's turned them over. They're under strong delusion. You got your kids, you're looking at them, you're trying to get them up, shake them, and say, hey, wake up. It's time, stop playing. Christ is on his way. It's real, it's a lot closer than we think it is. You're seeing people going, you know, they're just walking off into these trances, you know, and the world is just really doing real bad, especially here. You can see that America is under God's judgment. America think that it's gotten away with all the stuff it's been doing, but you see the judgment of God up on it. You see it in the condition of the people. You see them legalizing homosexual activity, making laws out of sin. And so judgment is up on our nation. And it's up to you guys to escape. You know, I'm heartbroken about some of the stuff I see. And I just look at it and I'm like, dang, I wish I could have did some more. I would have paid more attention. But then when I look at the scriptures, it says they heap them what they desire to hear. They're not, it's not really so much you. But that's their own lusts, that's their own desires. they're heaping up to themselves, gathering themselves teachers. Teachers are going to tell them smooth things instead of telling them the truth and saying, look, look, you guys got to come out of sin. You got to come out of her. Get your mind right. You know, clear your brain up. Transform your mind. This is by the renewing of your mind, you know. Chapter 12 of Romans. When you see it, you see your kids, and you just see sometimes wife even. Everybody gone crazy, man. And you're just sitting there and you're watching the spirit carry them, and they think they're moving by themselves. You know, this is what we're seeing today. In Romans 12, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, not your money, but your mind being rendered to God. Okay? He don't want your money. He don't want your money. He wants your soul. He says, be not conformed to this world. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. So what you've seen is they telling you, God don't need your money. He wants your soul. He wants the conversion of your mind. He wants you to submit to him. That's your citizenship. When you're looking at your Bible, just like if you want to become American, you begin to study the scriptures. You know, you got a book. We have a book, but you study the scriptures, and it begins to tell you what you need to do. You know, how are you accepting into the kingdom? First of all, we know water baptism is the opening of the gate. It lets you in. You're part of the kingdom now. Now you need to begin to change up what you're doing. You know. It goes on to tell you in verse chapter Ephesians 2, it says, so wherefore, remember that ye were being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, in other words, without God, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh met by hands. That at time past you were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers, no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you are sometime where far off are made nigh by what the blood of Christ, his life that he gave for us. For he has in one in for he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition, having abolished in his flesh the entity in the law of commandments containing ordinance. For to make in one in himself twin, one new man, and to making peace, that he might reconcile both God and our bodies by the cross, having slain the entity, the hostility that was between us and God. And says, and he said, he came preach peace to you, where are afar off, to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of God, the household of God, and built up on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building is fitly framed together, a holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye all are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So this is your citizenship I'm talking about. I'm talking about the saving of your soul as we watch the scenes unfold before our eyes now. Some of us have lost, and some losses are harder than others. But then you got those around you that still there's hope to try to reach out for them and try to stop them before it's too late. And this is the season of itching ears. When they don't want to hear the truth, they want you to tell them smooth sayings. Don't tell me that, brother. Man, you're going to get you. God going to bless you. All you have to do is name it and claim it. That's the world we live in today. Because they don't believe the truth. They don't believe they really have to be obedient to the scriptures. And that's what I'm learning when I'm looking at all this stuff. Like, no matter how I try to put it, so sometimes, no matter what people say, whatever their actions may be, they don't really believe the scriptures because they believe the scriptures that would obey them. That goes for all of us. Can't say we believe and then we're doing what we want possible. If you're practicing sin, that state of mind, then how do you really believe the word? And God has given all of us a great warning now. And, you know, they've been anytime America and China trying to get down in the South Sea so they can battle, that's that war, the rumor of that wars and the nations rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom. You know, America got to go anyway. The economic system's going to collapse because the simple fact that it has to go because the new world order can come in. And then the mark of the beast was going to be the new monetary system. So if you're a part of that, if you take a part of that, then you're going to be condemned to the lake of fire, chapter 14. But it's Babylon is falling, the grace is falling. And then it goes on in chapter 14, it tells you, and if any man receive of the mark, so that's the new economic system they're bringing about. And the devil is out there, he's moving, and he ain't playing. He's taking captives every day, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, and it's really so sad to see people getting caught up in that. Eternity is forever, people. It's not a day thing. It's not a year thing. It's not a 100-year thing. That means you are sending your soul to the lake of fire. And you'll never get out. It will be there forever. A lot of us have a chance to turn around, and I suggest you do a bald face about it right about now, because all this mess is here to hit the fan. And when it hits the fan, you'll see. It's not going to be pretty. And a lot of people around you, you're going to see their souls being lost, and you're going to be trying to shake them. You're going to realize they're in a fixed trance. They rejected the word of God. And when they reject the word of God, there is no help. You know, you got to pray and fast and hope you can get God to release their mind and turn them. You know, for real. It's really that bad. And this is kind of a trip looking at the world unfold the way it is. It's going down, but all I can say, people, get ready. God had blessed me a little while back with some books to write, and you can get those books at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon.com. The first book I wrote was The Revival of the Roman Empire. It's talking about what you're seeing now, the rise and fall of world government, Daniel Vision. That's one of his part of his vision. Then the next one was The Devil Workshop. The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church and the Rise of the Cult. And try to tell people about that, and they still run off into it. But it talks about how Daniel's another part of value about how he would be a group of men who would follow the air with lodging and opposing kingdom of God and begin to deceive people. Many shall be deceived. And then the last book is The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation and Temple Mount. And that book breaks down what is going on with ISIS and how the Antichrist would sit in the Temple Mount, with a lot of other little things I talk about, the true nation of Israel. But all those books can be got at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and on different online stores. And I'm praying for everybody out there that you really hear what I'm saying. My heart is heavy because I see it coming. And I was laying down in my bed, and I was watching the file and looking at the devil carry them. And like you said, those who even appear to, what they appear to have, they're going to even take that. So a lot of people being stripped down and don't realize it. It's that time. But anyway, thank you guys for coming out again. Revolutionary Gospel News. Hope you enjoyed the show. And talk to you guys later. Bye.